Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
What helps you laugh? Kids? Dogs? Jokes? Other people? If you watch America's Funniest Home Videos, you know that the show consists entirely of people falling off trampolines, bicycles, chairs, swing sets, merry-go-rounds. They land in cakes, candles, and caragana bushes. My wife has inherited this dark brand of humor. Last summer, we were out for a walk in the woods. I turned to say something to her, then tripped and whacked my head on a tree branch. Now, we have been married a very long time. She is kind and compassionate, sympathetic, but instead of a hastily uttered, "Are you okay?" she burst into laughter as though this were the funniest thing she'd seen since the neighbor's wiener dog chased me down the block. Pray for her, my wife, not the wiener dog. Ever meet someone who couldn't laugh to save their life? Their spiritual gift was crankiness? For them, the fruit of the Spirit was prunes? Maybe you live with someone like that, or work with them. It could be hormones, or genetics, or insomnia, or over-caffeination. Perhaps they're mainlining lemon juice, and grouchiness is a way of life. What do? Whack them with a tree branch? No, never. Instead, here are five Bible-based tips. First, be respectful. Ephesians 4:15 tells us to speak the truth in love. You probably can't fix them, but you can love them. It's the best place to start. Secondly, don't take it personally. Their problem likely isn't with you. You don't know where they've been or what they're slogging through. I was speaking somewhere and noticed a man who wouldn't smile. I thought, what's this guy's problem? And later he came over and extended a hand. He said, "I lost my wife a few months ago. You have no idea how badly I needed to hear what you said today." Let's be slow to judge, quick to love, and cut others some slack. Colossians 4:6 reminds us to let our conversation be gracious and attractive so that we will have the right response for everyone. Thirdly, don't argue with a negative person. Some people want you to be as miserable as they are. A wise guy once said, "Don't wrestle with a pig. It's messy. You can't win, and the pig kind of likes it." Hey, I'm not equating cranky people with our beloved barnyard animals, but we're wise not to scold or try to convince them to adjust their facial muscles and their attitude. Sometimes the best thing is to keep quiet and don't laugh too loudly. You'll just annoy them. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words make tempers flare." Fourthly, learn from them. Some people are on the planet merely to serve as a warning to others. A few times a week, Ramona shops at our small town's grocery store, where her day is brightened by a 5-star teller named Sharon Risch. In 2 years, Ramona has never once seen Sharon grouchy, despite all the frustration I'm sure she deals with. Maybe it's caffeine. I don't think so. I know she's tired at times, but I know Sharon loves Jesus. She prays for customers, and she's chosen a sunny disposition, an unflappable, playful attitude that goes viral each day. There isn't a store on earth that wouldn't be wise to hire her. Eugene Peterson paraphrased Matthew 5:44 this way. Jesus challenged his followers, "When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer." Fifthly, don't stop trying to help them laugh. The Bible calls laughter good medicine. If you've had kids, you know you have to force medicine on them at times. So don't lose your sense of humor because they've lost theirs. Try out a joke on them. One cranky guy told me, "I only laugh inwardly. People like this make me thankful for my wife. It's easy to make her laugh. All I need to do is walk into a tree."
Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.